your home for high school football and the Shore Sports Network. Classic rock for the Jersey Shore. 105.7 The Hawk and 105.7thehawk.com.
Our halftime tonight brought to you by Yolanda's River House in Ocean Gate. Watch Monday Night Football on our six high-definition TVs and enjoy a free halftime buffet. On Thursday night and all day Sunday, not only watch football, but enjoy a special $5 food menu with great drink specials. Check out YolandasRiverHouse.com. Matt Harmon, Chris Barnes, Ed Sarluka, along with the regular crew of Friday Night Football, now back in action. Brad, welcome to the broadcast tonight, buddy. Brad Briascano, our on-site engineer, had some car issues tonight, covered well by some of the promotions crew here at 105.7 The Hawk. Lauren Bajica back in the studios, and thanks, of course, to our buddy Andy Chase for getting us up and running. Tom Zervanorth leading this one 35-7. We go down to the field and join Ed Sarluka.
Well, thank you, Matt, and if there is a top recruiting expert in the Shore, I am interviewing him right here at the home of the Mariners. That would be Chris Melvin. Welcome.
Absolutely. Glad to be here. You know, anytime you guys want some of the best guys around, and it's always a pleasure to be on the show with you guys. I tell you that.
You know, the speed that the Mariners possess here, they've got a number of college prospects, don't they?
Yeah, but quite a bit. If you want to start with the senior class, it's not a question in my mind that one of the top prospects, and not just the Shore, but the entire state, is Chris Gula. It's not too often that I get excited by seeing a kicker and a punter, but when I'm around Chris Gula, that's exactly what happens. It's all about excitement.
You know, it looks like Penn State's got him locked up. I think he's pretty definite that he wants to go there, but maybe if some of the other schools, you know, chirp in, could change his mind.
Well, you know, it's ironic that you mention that because Penn State is definitely one of the top programs that that he's interested in, and they're quite interested in him. He's also interested in Virginia, and I'm close friends with the head coach there, Mike London, as well as the special teams coordinator, which is Coach Poindexter, and they love him. He went down there preseason, put on a show. They had a list of probably, I think, 10 guys that they were looking at throughout the entire country. He went out there. They didn't know anything about him. Went out there, put on a show. Was impressed everyone and on the entire staff, not just Poindexter and Coach London, but the entire staff, elevated his status to number two guy that they're looking at as a punter and a kicker.
Wow. As long as we're talking about Virginia, let's talk about the big kid from Monsignor Donovan, Brad Henson.
Brad Henson, huh? Brad's having a heck of a season, as well as the entire team. So kudos to Coach Duddy over there at Mondon. But Brad Henson is a special kid, or should I say young man? Because by classifying him as a kid that's 6'5", almost 300 pounds, just doesn't fit his standards. But he's multidimensional. Not only is he a center, but he's also a guard and a tackle. And that's why he opened the eyes up to Coach London and those guys down there. But he's a special talent, and I expect him to do some big things down in Virginia.
Well, you know, we had him on last week along with Coach Duddy, and he proudly wore that Virginia T-shirt, you know, so he looks like he obviously is verbally committed to going there, and the signing is in February. Tell us a little bit how that process works.
Well, it's very hard, the recruiting process nowadays, because you get so many kids that are committing early. A lot of kids say, you know what, I want to commit prior to my senior season because I don't want to get injured, number one, and also it's a lot of pressure that these colleges put on these recruits. They go out there and they say, you know what, there's a lot of kids that are committing. So we have two slots at one position. And we're only bringing the two guys in. We offer 10 kids. The first two that offer, that commit, are the guys that we're bringing in. So that puts a lot of pressure on these recruits and sort of forces them to make that commitment to these universities. And that's what's going on nowadays. And not just with the big-time programs, but you got schools like Old Dominion and UMass that are bringing in, having kids commit. I think ODU has about 10 to 15 commitments already. You know, and they're not even major yet. Next year they're going to the 1A's, and right now they're still 1AA, and they have 15 commitments at this time, six from New Jersey.
Well, not only is the senior class here have quite a few players, but the junior class is an outstanding group, one of which is here tonight. You were talking to just a little while ago, and that's Lakewood's quarterback / defensive back, Tyrese Beverly.
Tyrese is a special kid. Again, I keep saying kid, but at 6'2", 195 pounds, I'm going to elevate his status and say young man once again. But the thing about him is that he's a great athlete. Not only that, he's a great student, at a 3.6, 3.7 GPA. Already qualified academically, but what puzzles me is the fact that he doesn't have a major offer on the table. Coach Callahan was a bright coach, as we can all know at this time. But also, he's also a great recruiter. They put an offer to the table for this guy, and if they get Tyrese Beverett, that's a special get. You know, and I think that a lot of these schools, the bigger programs, are going to come after him and want to see what he's doing. And last week, he didn't participate in the game, but I think he's going to be back this week against Manchester, and I'm expecting him to put on a show.
Of course, Coach Callahan from Monmouth University. If the kid wants to, and as you said, the young man wants to stay local, that's the spot for him. How about this kid, number 33 for North, Joey Fields? Ready, has scored on a big home run tonight. Kind of small. Can he play? Only a junior. Can he play?
It's not a question in my mind. Like I mentioned to you earlier, tomorrow he's going up to UConn. They're excited about that guy. I spoke to Coach Flood the other day. They're excited about seeing him. Joey's about 5'9" at this time. I think that he's probably going to be in the range about 6 foot when it's done and over. But the thing about him is that he's explosive. He's a great athlete. We all see him out here running around, catching punts and kicks, catching passes, line up in the backfield. But a lot of people don't realize that he's a great athlete. Could also play corner. With that type of talent, every major program is going to be on him, despite his size. I've seen small guys like Deion Lewis, and I remember being on his side. He's came to my events, and a lot of people say he was diminutive and wasn't the biggest guy in the world at 5'8". He's playing for the Eagles right now. You know, I remember people said that LeSean McCoy was small, you know, and LeSean at 5'9", 5'10", the tops, he's playing for the Eagles now. You know, and Nick Williams is at UConn right now. He's one of the top returners in the country, you know, at 5'10", probably about 185, one of the top returning receivers in the country right now. He's from New Jersey. So to say that a kid is small, a young man is small, I think he's going to elevate, probably grow a couple more inches. And as far as talent-wise, he's one of the best in the country. It's not a question.
Now, a kid that wasn't on the board preseason, another junior, plays up for the Mustangs at Brick Memorial, Mike Basile, putting together quite a year, you know, already has 10 touchdowns. And from what everybody says and people that know what they're talking about, he could be an outstanding Division I kid.
Well, you know what? I kudos to you because you mentioned, I'm standing next to you on the sideline. I remember you saying, kid Basile, you got to check him out. You got to check him out. And I did. You know, I called Coach Curry up and I said, Coach was telling me, you got to get on this kid. You got to see him. I'm calling you right now because I got to see this kid. He said, go on Huddle, look at his film. I went, checked the film out. Kid's legit. Not only does he have great size, he's a great athlete, and he's going to be a place for that kid. And next year's junior class is loaded with talent, and I expect that he's going to be on the top of the list. So kudos to you, and I appreciate you mentioning him to me because I didn't know anything about him. Because last year, he only played defensive back. This year, he's all over the field. He's a great athlete. With that size, he's going to big places. I tell you that right now.
Any other juniors you got your eye on?
Well, as far as juniors around, you got to talk about Mike a second. You know, Mike Gesicki, he's right now playing wideout down at Southern with that 6'6 size. He reminds me of Clark Harris. I'm pretty sure you remember Clark.
Tight end.
And that's what I expect him to be at the next level. I don't think he's going to be lined up at wideout. He's going to probably add on another 15, 25 pounds. That's if he decides to play football. We all know he's a spectacular basketball player. And I believe he plays volleyball as well. So it depends on what he wants to do, if he puts the mask on to become a tight end. But that normally happens once they get into at the collegiate level. But I tell you what, with the talent he possesses, with his route running, which he needs to work on, tweak a bit, but he's still raw at this time because I think last year I remember him scoring his first touchdown. He didn't know what to do. You know, he was running around. But as far as overall talent, he has a lot of it. So I expect him to do some big things next year. Right now, he's doing great things right now as a junior. He's going to be one of the top guys as a senior next year.
Yeah, at 6'5", you know, 200-plus pounds, you know, college coaches drool. You know, with prospects like that. And last week after the North game, the Southerns lost 17-14 to the Mariners. He flew down the next morning to Alabama and took in the LSU and Auburn game.
Yeah, he sure did. And that tells you what type of talent that he possesses because Auburn is going to come all the way up here to recruit a player if you're decent. That tells you that he's pretty darn good. You know, SEC is a big-time league, the division, and to play down there, you got to be spectacular. And I think Gesicki's – I'm not going to say he's spectacular yet, you know, but I tell you what, he's on the verge of being so. But we're going to talk about – let's talk about another junior here that's on the field with Joey Fields, Kyle Carrington. Explosive, we saw his halftime right now. And I think he had probably a 56, a 60-yard punt return. And then he had probably a 60-yard reception as well. He's a special talent. So he's another guy in the junior class. Then we're going to go on and talk about juniors, but next year's junior class is going to be special, and I can't wait to see those guys next year.
Well, you know, we work down here in the Shore Conference, and we are always saying that the Shore Conference puts out the best football players overall in the state. Now, I know Don Bosco and St. Joe Montvale are big time up there, but for a public school conference down here, they put out some pretty good football players, and that's been proven on the Division I level.
Yeah, you're right. You're right. I tell you what, I know those guys up there in Bergen County. I deal with those guys all the time. Nunzio Capinelli over there at Bergen Catholic, you know, Coach Toll at Don Bosco and Coach Hansen over there at St. Peter's. So I know all those guys, and hopefully those guys aren't listening right now. But I think that the talent here at the Jersey Shore and Shore Conference can match up with any of those guys. And they probably, say, oh, well, we look what we do against Rep. Catholic every year. But every year, Rep. Catholic raises the level of their status and their talent level as far as taking it to the next level. And as you can see, last year they were quite competitive last year, and I think that they may knock one of those guys off this year, you got the Immaculatas out there, but I think the Jersey Shore Shore Conference definitely has some of the best talent in the entire state of New Jersey, not a question in my mind.
Well, nobody knows more about the top recruits in New Jersey than Chris Melvin. And, Chris, thanks for joining me, and it's always fun to talk to you throughout the season.
Anytime. I appreciate it.
Chris Melvin, one of the top recruiting guys in the state, and he knows his players, guys. We are at halftime here at Toms River North, where the Mariners lead it big over the Jaguars of Jackson, 35-7. Second half ready to start. Let's take a 2-minute timeout. You are listening to Shore Conference Football on the Hawk,